3.
4.
6.
Okay, so we'll pass that part again.
Yeah, well.
I was just thinking we should utilize their all our resources by giving the Kaventi the weapon. Didn't realize we were killing her.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Dave, you go on 6.
Alright.
So what about the final one now?
I suggest the one who has the fire.
Well, the one who has the fire, I'm not going to be the next. I'm going to lose you. Twice.
You probably only need once.
Both of them.
No.
Both the ones that have fire. Well, okay. The one that, the lead one hasn't been wounded, right?
Yes.
Okay. The other guy have. But.
I took the other one down.
Right. Okay. So, I think I missed. Four. I did twice.
Okay. Do you need 8?
I need 8. I get the 4 and 8. So I guess. What would be up there? There's 3 or 7.
Well, that
looks
like a redundant
shot. I would have made it though if I had redundant shot.
End
up
doing the thing. Well, make this.
Not the course I roll. Retroactively, I got out a point for that first shot.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you retroactively add a point for that first shot?
Sure.
Yeah, well, I don't want anybody wounded on our side. My cat's already gone. We're going to have to shoot up now. We're going to need our skills later. But yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay, so
go ahead
and roll your damage.
1 plus 6 is what you said, right?
Yep.
21.
That was a good choice because I only hit about half the time at this
So now to go. And I guess we'll shoot at Shannon. Yeah.
4 dice, I can't 5.
Good roll. Well, that wounded. Okay.
I shoot at the leader.
Yeah.
McDonald.
Let's
first aid on the other guy.
Pick up a gun and shoot. While well, the other Kazin lies there bleeding to death. First aid on the other guy.
Okay.
We're all
first aid
on
Shannon.
What do they call a war?
Six.
Four.
You got 6.
Okay. So you catch up
the
other guy.
Okay. Yes. Could theoretically hit.
Well,
it'll be my last courage.
Yeah.
Okay, I hit.
I'm really trying to get a chance of beating him next round.
5, 10, 13, 19.
I'll
leave it plus 1.
Okay, initiative.
Well, I think he's beating me by 1.
Leader.
Five. But there's no reason not to think I won't roll 5. Yeah, I'll fire twice. for the first guy.
God.
And okay. So really want the guy. Yeah.
Well, Okay.
We'll follow the people back to their camp.
So they go back to the city, and when you get close to the city, there's some kind of
art.
Force field.
Wow. That was my guess, too.
So there's things like this?
Yeah.
A dome?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cuffs with a sphere. We can't be in it.
So there's, and then there's another old man. Might sound on the other side.
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah.
Old man?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
40-ish?
Just
ancient.
We're on city.
Still be playing this next in 10 years. We'll be playing the game. Or
definition. So. So he hits the control pad and he hits it, and the little doorway opens.
Okay.
So now you're here to sit here. We tell a story.
Cool.
So I tell the story. For dinner.
Sure. I'll record it on my tricorder.
Sure.
Your story.
So what do you want to ask?
So have you figured out how to resolve the issue with planetary systems causing interference with warp and impulse? Up to hit here. How come there's Klingons here? What's that? That's a weird name to feel.
Yeah, I don't want to do this, but really specific questions.
Yeah! Or you can just tell us what's been going on for the last 20 years.
Oh, I know who that is. It's Chris.
This is our living room. It does not always come with the cooking gamers, but occasionally. This is one of our many secret closets.
Door off. That's really is her office, but
said no.
She said no. Many little secret places here in our wood box, which is oddly enough also where our cable comes in. It's the most wood box that I can do now.
When we crash landed, it took a few months to realize that the planet radiates. Excuse me, the planet radiates a strange energy, and it's not healthy to people.
Okay.
Most everybody got cancer. Died when you were able to find a machine from this
city.
Wonder City, that helped them repair the damage.
Okay.
So they keep using the machine. So there used to be five people left. And then when the Klingon arrived, 3 months ago. What else 3 months ago? And they killed the other two people.
Okay.
The Klingons, I assume, also crashed.
The Klingons are trapped here because the second in command of the ship the ship was.
Oh. Okay.
Leaving, the captain.
Right. Federation ship in orbit. Okay.
And when the Klingons actually here, they sent us some sort of weapon.
Caused the purple haze.
Caused the purple haze. Okay.
Here. What was the weapon aimed at? The planet itself or the atmosphere?
I think it was aimed at the planet. Not too sure.
Okay, but the Klingons remaining might know something about it.
Yes, they
respond. We'll have to question our
team. They actually.
That only seems so successful, doesn't it?
The Klingons were actually able, because we actually probably lived in for a long time. After all these years, they were still left to be tough, and they managed to, steal one of the power crystals on the very particular machine.
Okay.
So the healing machine? And per se, or are you talking about the shielding?
Not the shielding, but there's a machine that heals them from the cancer.
Oh, okay.
Caused by plants, natural energy.
Okay, so the thing we're in now isn't doing that.
No. That's something else. The city, there are other machines and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's different things.
So nothing in the city here blocks the effects of the radiation. You can fix the problem caused by the radiation.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
Okay. Because the radiation knocked out our warp and impulse engine, so we can't actually get back up into orbit.
So, Federation does know we're here. We expect a rescue party momentarily.
We're
going
to try to figure out how to get back up into orbit.
Yeah, well,
it'll be
less embarrassing that way.
If the rescue party gets here, it has to save you. That's what
it's yeah. so obviously, the healing machine and whatever is powering this force field are valid energy sources. So maybe we can convert one of those to at least power the shields or something on the ship so that we can get the engines going.
That's true.
Get out of here. So, we look at some of the machines? And
of course.
If there's any non-essential ones that we can tinker with.
They've only released them.
Okay.
So, mostly because of the
medical.
But anyway. So he takes you over to where
I meet for, Wu and Eric and Pickery. All have to be there.
So they take you over to, some of the other medical machines.
I could buy engineering in this field.
So basically, they explain that they seem to use the crystals that are specifically attuned to the machine. They're different colored crystals. Okay. Power.
Attuned. Does that mean that it puts out a certain type of... I mean, it's just... It's
we're
just
not sure. I mean, we
machine flu, that's...
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, we you know, you can switch the crystals and it doesn't work. Okay.
Okay. You know how some of them died.
Okay. Also, can we... Is there anything else we need to know?
Can we expect the Klingons to be attacking or something? Because
no, they have... Klingons are actually... Well, let's see. Three, so probably like... I think four or five left.
Okay. Well, if we can figure out how to get back up in orbit, then we can communicate with them and say, you know, if you guys will tell us about this weapon testing and stuff, we'll get you the hell out of here.
Sure.
So they give us something to bargain with. So I think the first priority is to figure out how to get.
Yeah, okay.
And
so, you know, so usually if they have, you know, they...
What's that?
I mean, the Klingons can just sort of wander around.
They haven't found you here, then, obviously.
Well, they know we're here, but we have a
shield. They can't come to the shield.
Yeah, they can't come to the shield. Okay. But, it, you know, the shield doesn't help. Okay. Klingons are actually one of our shuttles crashed.
They're living there. They're living with it. Where's that in relation to our shuttle?
How are the...
Is it likely that they're going to go find our shuttle included for her?
It is... They find it from there.
Oh, great. Do they have any sort of machines that would help us move the shuttle into the city, or...
Yeah.
Okay, then we probably want to try to collect a few energy sources and trek back to the shuttle.
How are the Klingon transported down there?
So
there's a Klingon shuttle around here somewhere?
Oh, shuttle.
The shuttle was able to successfully come in and leave. That's fine. I just, it would give us a clue, and then we just have to figure out Klingon science and how Klingon's shuttle works.
Yeah. The shuttle, they if I can get pulled down.
Well, maybe that was before they fired the weapons. We created the purple cloud or something.
No problem. The way it exists, the cloud doesn't certainly know what the cloud does, but the cloud doesn't seem to affect the power law. I mean, the climate itself. Going through the...
Okay. Well, unless they didn't lose the energy until the purple cloud showed up, the purple cloud is interacting.
Correct, but then the testing that occurred before or after they came out.
To test the weapon.
It's just more than absolute. So first they came down and
okay.
Then there was a trail.
Then your shuttle that lost power when it came in. It was, did it lose power when it came in?
Yeah, I think it was the engineer thought it was malfunction on the component.
Did you forget the answer to what the purple haze? Because purple
haze has to test the weapon. That's all right. Would you knew that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, they have to test the weapon. Before they tested the weapon, when they transported these eight, I guess.
So they came down on the planet, and then there was a mutiny, and they stranded some of their own here, and then they tested the weapon.
What was that weapon supposed to do? What color is the planet?
Got variants of blue and green. And these Klingons were just really offended by purple.
Well, it stopped communication. You know that.
I think we need to pick up a couple of potential energy sources, take them back to the shuttle, because we need to keep an eye on the shuttle.
Yeah.
So
Klingons get off the planet if everyone's having this energy problem? We were trying to figure that out.
It's either their thing isn't affected by it, or it was the weapon that actually caused the it not to work. So either Klingon shuttle energy isn't affected, or
they
used the same.
There are other shuttles
after the purple cloud. There are other
shuttles that did work before this? Oh. Okay. Well, they brought two shuttles down. One actually crashed landed, and then the other one came down too. She's 20 years now. That's right. You didn't have a shuttle.
So we should talk to the Klingons.
I actually salvaged it before.
Okay, but it did work when they first landed. Well, it did work for a while.
Yeah, it did work for a while.
Okay, so it's the result of the West.
Some sort of interaction between the purple cloud and the planet energy field that is causing the
immediate loss of power.
So we should wake up for Klingon prisoners.
Sure.
Right, I'm going to go look around for energy sources. You guys want to interrogate it. Yeah. Or I can question them because I've got the presence.
Okay, question away. I'll look menacing behind you.
No, I don't question the people then.
So I'll just be the bad cop in the back.
Right, so we'll try to talk to the Klingons.
Okay.
Find out what's going on. You know, why they're attacking the Federation people, what the weapon thing. How we can come to some understanding.
How we
can. If you remove your universal communicator with a fire.
Nine. If they can tell us anything about what the weapon did, it might help us figure out how to counteract the energy loss.
We claim nothing. There was no weapon testing.
Why were you abandoned by your ship? Okay, then if they can tell us anything about...
Ship was destroyed, obviously, by Federation agents.
If they can tell us anything about the purple stuff that they dumped into orbit...
Came down in peace! Talk to these people, they destroyed our ship...
Okay.
You're going to be just as trapped here as we are.
Do you want to get off this planet?
Unless you cooperate.
Of course.
So, what information have you gotten on this purple haze that got created somehow? Have you figured out what it does?
No. Not scientists.
But there were scientists on your ship.
I thought you destroyed. Obviously, my federation saboteurs.
Do you really believe that, or are you just being obtuse?
Oh, what else is the ship not here?
Well, because it warped away, as our sensors indicated.
Leaving behind some drones.
You know anything about drones?
Well, that's okay because we destroyed them all when they attacked us.
Obviously, we'll just want to know the drones.
Whoever's drones they were launched from this planet. It's fairly irrelevant.
Yeah, obviously, whoever launched the drones destroyed our ship.
Somebody else with drones stamped with the loss of Duros.
Yeah,
we're really not trying
to. They're trying to flame us.
That's quite possible. We're really not trying to assess any blame here. We're just seeing how we can
look for energy sources.
We're just seeing how we can work together to get off this planet. I mean, if you don't work with Federation scum, then that just won't work. But if we'd all like to get off this planet, then it might. What do you think? We've already signaled to the Federation where we are, and they're probably sending a ship to get that other ship that's in orbit. So that means there'll be more Federation people here. It would really be much better if we were working together when they arrived and not opposed to each other.
You all destroyed Ronan in our final attack. For the Federation arrived.
Uh-huh.
Never be rescued.
Uh-huh. So you'll still be trapped down here, and there'll just be a bunch of dead Federation people when the ship arrives, and they probably won't take too kindly to that.
We'll get out. This is obviously Purple Haze, obviously set up by some device in the city, but we'll destroy it. Take it down the whole city, piece by piece.
Do you really think that's it, and that wasn't caused by the Klingon ship? Because if it's so, then we might want to work together to search the city, but we should do the thing that is the most effective.
What was the peaceful mission you were on when you came to the planet?
Keeping Federation skills up.
We were just playing over from some minor damage to our ship. 43rd. Before heading back home.
That 20-year-old abandoned ship attacked you and destroyed your ship?
Well, I obviously saw the ship and
okay, when I traced
it. And wondered what.
When I traced the warp trail, you told me it was pretty old. Would I guess maybe 3 months old?
From
the warp trail of the Klingon ship and the drones.
Yeah.
3 months. Yeah. What ships escaped the battle?
Like what Klingon ship?
Yeah.
Only one.
Where was it?
The ship you guys were. You and
okay.
Do you recognize any of these 3 months?
No, not particularly. All Klingons are frozen.
Yeah, they look pretty much the same. What was the name of the ship?
I don't think they told you that.
But I'm sure, did other people who were in the battle, were they able to get enough of a scan of the ship to get its name?
No, not really. I think all you know is the...
we know the commander.
Yeah, I think the commander would walk out.
Well, and the commander's still here because the second of command mutiny left.
Yeah, the Vorkal should be here.
Is Vorkal here?
Ah, you play!
I did not know that name.
I want to talk to Vorkal. Where is he?
He's very disappointed in you when he discovered you were captured by us.
Again.
Old man and little girl.
We can say just the old man and the little girl. Where's Vorkal on his base? I want to talk to him.
I will not betray my
We need to discuss with him the condition of his brig. It's far to escape crew.
Far to escape
a ball. I thought you guys escaped twice.
Who and me? I'm sure Vorkal would want you to bring one of us to talk to him.
They worked together before, obviously.
No, we haven't. You're correct. Would you be willing to lead me back to Vorkal?
How do I know, I won't be leading you all to my fate? So you can all attack it.
Well, well certainly you win, wouldn't you? There'll
be 3 of us, and there'll be 6 of you. Everyone knows that you... What? Fast talk?
No, really. Fast talk too.
Diplomacy?
Sure, you can hold diplomacy.
Intergalactic? No, probably not.
Multi-year.
10.
I guess he'd be willing to lead you. If you let fellow person.
How about if your brother and you agree not to attack us for the next 2 weeks? If your people engage in hostilities with us, you won't. Okay, never mind.
If we let him go first, then he'll run back and warn them that we're coming. And I'm going.
You really want to talk to him?
We'll leave him, but
how about we let you both go and then we follow you?
Sure. Without, and we don't give him the weapons. It's totally matter. We just follow them. Without the weapons. They obviously are going to be like the thing.
No, let's try and do this amicably.
We are. Well, that's
fine. Take me.
Just you?
Yeah. And all of us if you want, because then we'll just all get captured.
Well, not going to harm.
Can we do some research about energy stuff before we...
I'd
like to talk to Horkel. Maybe you can stay behind in the research and energy stuff, engineer boy. Girl.
May I go speak to Horkel, sir?
I don't think it's a good idea.
May I go speak to Horkel, sir?
Good idea. What? When I say I don't think it's a good idea, no is what I meant.
I'd like to suggest that working together might be beneficial, and that Markel as a commander probably isn't as obstinate as
when we where we go. When we go, we'll go together. We'll all go together. Otherwise, they'll be using you against us. They'll be using you as a weapon against us.
Okay. You see me in battle. I'm not a very good weapon.
Yeah, unfortunately, when a gun to your head becomes a very effective mechanism of defense for them.
I think going there, one of us openly, would be the best way to open friendly communications between us, sir.
We've encountered Klingons twice in this conflict, and both times they can't find us immediately. I don't expect us to change this particular instance. But I'm happy to give this a chance, once we get a chance, to all go over there. I think we can neutralize the energy field. We'll be able to bargain from space.
Sir?
So,
maybe later.
I don't particularly care about releasing them. I mean, we could release two of them without their weapons now, if we really wanted to. They could convey our story, our desire to communicate with them.
Okay.
So, you know, they come to the...
Yeah, that'll work. We'd really like to speak to Barkow.
Okay.
We might be able to come to an amicable resolution that would get us all off this planet if we could share information.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Alright, so would you like to go?
Yeah.
We're sorry about the bandit crowd.
Well, I couldn't do anything about that. That was a workout, man.
It's a hole in the two cats.
Well, they're not dead, are they?
No, but they were
keep on licking their fur right around them. Well, shot in the lower abdomen.
It's a good thing they missed badly.
Okay.
I think the phasers are away. Well,
they already have the disruptors.
Type 3.
The cat's
Bad kitty.
What?
They shouldn't kill.
No shooting and kill.
Well, the disruptors are less effective.
Yeah. They're less effective at the time. Yeah. The cats were shooting to kill. That's what he said.
You changed the kill.
I didn't think they could be changed off a heavy stone.
So let's go look for energy crystals.
A heavy stun,
see what they are.
A heavy stun disruptor is more or less effective than a heavy stun F1. F1?
Yeah. Heavy stun on type 1 and type 2 is exactly the same.
Maybe the next stun.
Federation phase. Well, phaser.
It just doesn't go.
It doesn't.
It goes.
It doesn't go. My
Federation phasers are better at stunning.
I got it. I thought he had additional dive.
Well, the phaser scale is 1 to 16. And phaser 1 is going to go from 1 to 6. Phaser 2 is going to go.
Okay,
so the same thing with the
phaser, whatever, 6, 5. What is the heavy stun?
2. 2.
Only
light and heavy stun. Left and right.
Light and heavy.
Man, I'm afraid of 16.
Those are tingling.
Yeah, you just tingle. All right, I want to analyze.
So disruptors go up to like 30.
I want to study.
Well, disruptors go up to 6, but disruptors 6.
I want to study. Study the energy.
Okay. So you pick a few energy crystals and you're going to use your tricorders to analyze them and try to do what?
Well, we figure out the nature of the
energy. Try to figure out how to use them as an energy source.
Well, how is the energy being produced by these different than the energy that we use? Your program? How about reading squares?
Planetary science, mineralogy,
planetary.
Would you like me to try and look into that, sir?
I think we can all look into it without trampling each other.
Sure. I have planetary science, however.
Good. Go ahead. I'm sure you'll do a fine job.
Logic or perception, Kevin?
It is logic. It
doesn't matter. Wow, a lot of dice.
Seven.
No. Anybody else?
Three.
Four.
I guess there's that together.
It is... It's just a different kind of energy.
Quantum molecular flux, sir.
Alright. Is there any equipment? Is there a way we can produce this type of energy?
Or is there a way to use it to power the ship? The shuttle?
Conversion utility.
Oh, wait. Not offhand. You'd have to
go for kind of
conversion. Okay.
Probably lost it.
You're perfectly efficient.
Okay, you can use that to keep the cabin.
What would it take to make a translator?
Or how about or creating our own? You can try for both.
Create their own life.
Our own energy generator. So instead of.
So you want to use a crystal and then like the converter?
Instead of
reconfiguring the warp core to generate a different type of energy?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing we want to do. Either get our ship to generate it or use one of the. Like, is the crystal just have the energy? You just cap the energy in the crystal?
I don't think we could reconfigure it. Crystals, these are like trilithium crystals.
Yeah, the crystal themselves don't actually carry energy as well.
They focus it?
They focus
the planetary's energy field.
Okay.
Well, we should still be able to siphon energy off of that into our shell system.
Yeah. So, I hope that our energy...
Right. There might be a way to...
Our system come back online once we get it clear of it.
What type of propulsion engineering all that take?
Well, the mechanism for focusing it already exists on the machines that we just have to interface the focuser, right? I mean, just focus the energy we just need to adapt.
We don't need to actually use the crystals. We could just see how they work and do a similar focusing on our ship.
Right.
Or use the crystals with that.
Or use the crystal with the Because, I mean, all these machines...
The different colored crystals or whatever focus energy at different frequencies or something. It's how probably the different. Yeah, so maybe there's like a 20-amp crystal and a, whatever.
That they're actually just fused.
Yeah. Circuit breakers.
This apparently isn't in the adventure.
I think, yes,
really?
probably three two propulsion and one material in there.
Pretty doable, as an engineer. If Dave or Eric were here, we could just kick butt on that.
Yeah.
Any of these guys engineers?
No, none of them are medical.
That's right. Hey, scaredy cat. Yeah, I figured because I've been here before.
One of the machines around here, one of these machines are actually converting it already. Like, this one here converting it into whatever shield energy, right?
Yeah.
And the other one's got, you know, could be converting it into mechanical energy, you know, depending on whatever, if there's a pump or whatever. So they're already doing some level of conversion.
Yeah.
We just have, if we could find a machine that's already doing conversion, some of ours, we could maybe make the numbers easier.
Well, it was that very interesting computer. Nothing better to do than search for it while we're waiting for the Klingons.
Yeah.
Sure.
Unless we want to go make our raid on their base.
Well, I wouldn't suggest it. I think they'll come to us for a rock shield. Or, more disturbing, they may actually, they know we came out of the shuttle, so search for our shuttle.
I'm not predicting it says, you know, they were trying to. We can't get out to.
Cancer from what?
The
planet energy, aside from interfering with power.
Cancer.
They have a machine that.
I didn't realize. Did you realize that? The healing machine crystal that works is with the Klingon. I didn't know that. Okay, well, that changes things drastically. Well, I mean, if we'll still survive, Federation's coming with that one. But if they...
Anyway, we should try to figure out how to get...
Do the Klingons know about the helper? The helper risk of the planet? You believe
they
probably didn't believe
anybody. Or what's the circumstance?